Good morning. You're listening to News Radio KMAN. In Focus continues here this morning. We've got a couple guests here from the Riley County Health Department. I'll introduce them. Kelly Cameron Harp is the RADx Up Community Health Specialist with the Health Department. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
And we also have Jenny Ewan, the Program Manager for RADx Up here with the Health Department. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on here. They're going to be talking about some upcoming vaccination clinics in South Manhattan that'll be coming up here shortly. First off, though, let's explain to our listeners. We've heard the term RADx Up several times through the health department, but I don't know if a lot of folks are aware of what that is. Kelly or Jenny, do you want to? I don't know who wants to tell us a little bit more about that. Give us some background.
Yeah, absolutely. So RADx Up is an initiative from the NIH, which is the National Institutes of Health, to help distribute testing for COVID-19 to underserved populations. So RADx Up stands for Rapid Acceleration of Diagnostics Underserved Population. So we go out in the community and target areas in Riley County that need improved testing access. So that can be our more rural communities, and that can be spots within Manhattan that may be struggling to find testing. And RADx Up works with communities of color, non-native English speakers, and different groups that may be at a higher risk of being more affected by COVID-19.
Okay, so great opportunity to really reach those underserved populations. I know the testing's gone pretty well. You've been all over the county with the RADx testing.
Yeah, we have been. We've been pretty busy.
Yes.
All right. Well, and so now as we kind of transition, we're getting more and more people vaccinated. Tell us about the clinics you have coming up here in the community.
Okay, so the vaccination clinics we're planning this Friday and next Monday, it's going to be in the southern part of Manhattan. So on Friday afternoon, we will be in the Douglas Center and from 3 to 5. And we are trying to vaccinate those that live around that area, those people that might not be able to get to Seco Park where we do our mass clinic. So just want people to be able to come and get access easily from us in those 2 hours.
All right, so that's coming up on Friday at the Douglas Center. Is there another one coming up besides that?
Yes, so on Monday, April 12th, from 3 to 5 also, we'll be at the First Free Methodist Church on Points, 1231 Points Avenue. And so same thing, we want to be there close to the people that live around the area so that they can walk to us or drive to us and just get vaccinated. And we're doing the Johnson & Johnson vaccination, so it's a one-dose vaccine. They don't need to make an appointment to come back to see us the next month. So it's just easy access, and hopefully people will come out and take this opportunity.
Sure thing. Well, how much capacity do you have as far as the vaccine on hand? Do you have a capacity to serve several hundred people? I don't know if it's a question for Jenny or Kelly here.
Yeah, so we definitely have the capacity to serve several hundred people. So we're taking walk-ins. So it is going to be kind of a first-come, first-serve situation, but we definitely have room to vaccinate several hundred people. If we have many people show up, that would be great.
All right, very good. And the whole process of this, I know I got my vaccine recently, the Moderna shot, and the whole process is pretty smooth. I imagine you've got this figured out to a T here as far as how long it's going to take if they come out and get vaccinated.
Correct. So we're using the model we have at Seco Park and try to apply it to what we're doing in these smaller clinics. So it's just really depending on the space that we're provided. So at Douglas Center and the Methodist Church, it's a smaller space. So that's why we're actually have a way for people to sign up online and through our health department phone number. So we can just have people call in and say that they want to come this Friday or next Monday so that we can put them in an appointment time so we can know how many to expect. I know we're expecting walk-ins also. So just a general number that we can work with to make sure we can accommodate the number of people that may be coming.
All right, so there will be a link. Is there a link on the website right now then?
We have a phone number that we ask people to call. It's 785-565-6560. And those people just need to be specific about which day they want to come, Friday afternoon or Monday afternoon, so that the phone, the people that are talking on the phone will be able to schedule them accordingly.
All right. Sounds good. We got a couple of vaccine clinics coming up here Friday and Monday in South Manhattan. And, you know, I haven't heard a lot about side effects on the Johnson & Johnson. I know there are some side effects. Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, we haven't heard too much about any side effects. It seems like it's been very well tolerated. So if people have concerns, they can certainly check with their doctor in advance. But so far, we haven't had many reports of side effects.
Right. And the general reactions from most people are a little bit of soreness at the site of injection, maybe a little bit of chills when they get home or just feeling tired for next day. But other than that, we haven't heard major concerns about the side effects.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. And I think it's nice to be able to offer the one dose shot here to these folks who are underserved in the communities. What a great opportunity. And I might just have you repeat the times here and dates, if you wouldn't mind, Jenny, doing that one more time.
Sure. So we're having two vaccination clinics. So this Friday, April 9th, 3 to 5 p.m. at the Douglas Center, 900 Yuma Street. And then Monday, April 12th, 3 to 5 p.m. at the First Free Methodist Church, 1231 Points Avenue. And we want to make sure that people know that we will not be checking for IDs or proof of insurance. We just want to get vaccines into their arms. This RADx Up is really to give access to those that might not be able to get the vaccine or testing or those access. So we're just trying to be out there and give them the opportunity to come and get it. And they don't have to feel like they need to show us any proof of insurance or proof of ID or anything like that.
Well, we appreciate you letting us know a little bit more about this. Is there anything else maybe I haven't asked about that you want to make sure to get out to the public?
So, yeah, we just want to make sure people are coming to these clinics. We will have maybe a couple more after that, just trying to reach out to, you know, the pockets of population that need access to the vaccines. And we just want to say that testing is also just as important now that we have the vaccine, because there are variants out there and there are children that are not vaccinated yet, you know, so there's just things that we need to keep up and not let our guards down. So keep wearing your mask, and, you know, if you can physically distance from people when you can, those are just good, you know, and good protocols to follow, especially personal hygiene too, so.
Okay, very good. Well, Kelly Cameron Harp, Jenny Ewan are our guests here from the Raleigh County Health Department. They're part of the RADx Up team here, and we really appreciate you coming on and letting us know and spreading the word about these vaccine clinics.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.